Current Building Commission Special Occupancy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of January 23rd, 2020. First order of business is determining we have a quorum. Commissioner Whitehead, here. Commissioner Gavin, you won't be here today, you said noted. Josh Phillips for Michelle Haynes.
Here.
Good. Rick Hilliard.
Here.
Steve Martin.
Here.
Crystal Myers.
Here.
I think we have Doug Perrin for Tony McNeil.
Here.
Okay. We have Bob Vincent. We have Saeed Fineman. Oh, I didn't do that.
No, that was great.
And then Jeff Wasilowski is not here. So we have eight of 10 members. We have a quorum from a ready to roll and then a guard of eight. So on that basis, a consensus recommendation at 67% or two-thirds would require a 62-vote pass, and anything less than that, the 5-3 would be a non-passing, no affirmative recommendation vote. We're going to take care of some procedural stuff, and then we'll go into the process. So today's agenda is to approve the meeting minutes from the September 24, 2019 meeting, and then provide comments to the Board of Building Commission regarding the comments or recommendations to the Board of Building Commission regarding the comments to the rule for the rule development workshop, Bill 61G21.001, which will be conducted February 11th, and provide the commission with comments on all the comments you received relative to your technical expertise area being special occupancy. And that's the business of the day. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted?
So moved.
Second. Motion to second. Bring discussion. Hearing no discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 8-0 in favor. Does anybody have any corrections or revisions to the posted meeting minutes that you received electronically from the September 24, 2019 meeting? And if not, is there a motion to accept the report as posted? All right, we have a motion from the chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Bob. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so what I'm going to do first is review the process, and I'm going to turn to the staff to provide some overview of some other items and some information about what we're doing and the process that we're in, as well as on some of the comments. So the process as approved by the commission, which is, you know, the same, pretty much the same process that we've been using for all these years, is that we will review comments one by one, going through sequentially in order. What I'll do is I'll ask if the proponent wishes to speak in favor of it, but we're using 3-minute time limits. Does anybody else wish to speak in favor of it? Anybody in opposition? And if there's pros and cons, we'll allow one collective 2-minute rebuttal opportunity. So not each person, but each side, the proponent, and then one selected person, the proponent, and one selected person from the opposition. Whatever the small crowd, this is not likely we'll have much of that, but that's the process. And then we'll come back to the TAC. TAC will make a motion. If there is no motion, I'll say, does anybody wish to make a motion on this code modification? If there's no motion, it dies for lack of the second, and by default, it becomes a no affirmative recommendation to the commission, a recommendation for not approving it. If there's a second, then we'll take the vote. If the vote achieves a 67% threshold, which would be a 6-2 or higher vote, then that would be a recommendation to the commission, a favorable recommendation for approval, which will go to the commission. The recommendations will be posted in advance of the February 11th meeting. The commission will have that information so that when they go through the comments, they can have the tax perspective on it. And there's a different process the commission is using, but for now, they're going to review all of your stuff first, and then they'll take additional comments, and then they'll make a decision on the next draft of the Florida Building Code. And that's pretty much it. Does anybody have any questions about the process of reviews? Okay, so now I'm going to turn it over to staff.
Yeah. Good morning, Mom and Donnie. I just want to orient you with, you know, with the materials, and assuming everybody, you know, clicked on the link that's on the agenda, and you should see before you the metrics. The metrics has all the comments received for the February 11 workshop. As you see, they're organized by tags, so there's also an agenda for each tag and all that. In the middle, there is a document called comment received, which is what you will be reviewing. So under, you will go, you know, across from the special occupancy, the agenda, you click on the comment received, and that's the document that we'll be using to review the comments. And in addition to that, by the way, there is one code change that's in the documents under fire, comment received, which code change that we probably, you know, you need to really also review. So we'll bring this up as we move forward. There's an attachment also that we'll talk about that as we get to the comments for it. So do you have any question about the metrics, the materials? And so a lot of these comments are submitted by individuals who's here, so they should be able to give us some feedback on them. So I'm going to go ahead, Jeff, if you want to start, it'll be good. Okay.
Tom Jerry, anything you want to say at this time?
The only thing I'd like to add is, I know we have some new folks here who are sending in for other people. This process of developing the seventh vision of code is a three-year process. We're getting towards the tail end, we're in the tail end of that process now. In June of 2018, this TAC and all the other TACs, they reviewed all of the changes to the international codes. In October, the commission took action on those changes and the recommendations from the tax. Then, in March of 2019, the TAC, along with all the other TACs, met to take up all of the code modifications that were submitted by members of the public. There were two comment periods on those mods. The commission took action on those in August of 2019, and then staff, Mo here, he developed the draft and the supplements in the fall of 2019, and these comments are to that draft, is what you're seeing here today. And as far as the comments go, you're not compelled to do anything. You don't have to approve them. You can just look at them and say thanks for your comment, for your comment, and we'll move on to the next. It's all in your court. They're here to try and convince you that these changes need to be put into the second draft of the code. Does anybody have any questions about any of that?
All right, Jeff, we can start to
work on the room. All righty then, let's go ahead and start. So we're going to use the first document, which starts with Chapter 4 Special Detailed Requirements. It's SPD Chapter 4 Comment 1, submitted by Skip Gregory. Skip, would you like to elaborate on this comment and what you're trying to have accomplished here?
Yes, thank you, Jeff. Skip Gregory, Health Facility Consulting. I'd like to either withdraw this comment or ask the committee to vote it down in favor of comment 5 sub 1.
Okay. Legal counsel, is it appropriate to withdraw at this juncture?
As the maker of the comment.
Yeah. All right. Would you like to withdraw the comment?
Yes.
All right. Let the record reflect that the proponent has withdrawn the comment, number 1. Okay. Then let's go to comment number 2, SPD CCB, Chapter 4, comment number 2, submitted by Mr. Brian Holland. I don't see Brian here. Is anybody here to speak in favor of this comment?
Opposition.
All right, then let's take the opposition, since there's nobody in favor. Do you need further, or kind of signal will be as brief as always?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
I said, do you need a three-minute timer, or will you just be as...
I need a five-minute to six-minute timer at least.
All right, then
I'm going to talk to you. No. Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association. What Brian has done, it looks innocuous, but it could be that what he's doing is limiting to only one standard for lightning protection systems. There are other standards out there. There are other systems out there that have been used for many, many years in Florida that this change would actually take off the market. And there are some people that think that's the intent, is to take these systems off the market. I won't say that. I'm just saying that the language could lead to that. So we would ask that you just disapprove. As you have in the past.
All right. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? Seeing none, coming back to the TAC.
I just want to say something too.
Sure. Yeah.
When he says communication systems and protectors, I talked to my electrical engineer, and he's adding cost there to the lightning protection system because now he's protecting the data wiring in addition to the what's crossed out there, just low voltage electrical wiring. So there's some added cost here when he does with this change.
Okay. So the choices are you could, nobody makes a motion, it dies for lack of a second. You could vote it. You see what the vote landed on? That's your choice. Does anybody wish to make a motion? All right, no motion, so it's a no affirmative recommendation. Very good. I love working on the special ed. Everybody's ready. Okay. Next is SPB Chapter 4, comment number 3, submitted by Mr. Skip Gregory. Skip?
Thank you, Jeff. Skip Gregory, Health Facility Consulting. This comment has to do with aligning the Florida Building Code with the federal requirements, regulations 42 CFR 483.90. The federal government came out in November of 2016, I think, with a requirement that does not permit nursing homes to build buildings with resident sleeping rooms that will share a common toilet room. The language that is in 453.51 appears to the designer to permit that because it says doors to all rooms containing bathtubs, showers, water closets for resident use located in double occupancy rooms are that are shared between two single occupancy rooms. That is no longer permitted, and we would like to strike that so that the designer who is designing these nursing homes does not make a mistake, which would be an egregious mistake on their plans. Thank you.
Great, thanks, Jeff. Anybody else want to speak in favor? Okay, anybody in opposition from the public, come back. Would you like to make a motion?
Yes, sir.
The motion is to approve the comment.
Second.
The motion is second. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Go ahead. 8-0 in favor. Recommendation. Very good. Then let's move on to comment number 5, which I think, Skip, you wanted to ask it for. Sorry. Comment number 4, SPEB Chapter 4, comment number 4, submitted by Brian Holland, looks similar to the one we discussed previously. Mr. Belcher, would you like to speak in opposition?
Same logic.
Standing on your previous testimony. Very good.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Come back to the TAC. Is there anybody who wishes to make a motion?
Can we slice that? And it looks like his name for NFPA 780 is a different name than what we have in there. He's added the word standard for the installation. I mean, it seems like if that's the name of the standard, that's what you ought to call it. Maybe not.
It's actually, NFPA 780 is a standard offensive chapter. I don't think you're making any difference there.
I defer.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, does anybody wish to make a motion? No motion?
I make no.
No, this is the same one from before.
Oh, okay.
So this would be a no motion. If you want to be consistent.
This is for nursing homes and those for hospitals.
Right.
But it's the same technical requirements. All right, so no affirmative recommendation. No second. That was the timer. See how long they got through two sets in one time. Very good. Then let's go to comment number five. Skip Gregory, which he asked us to, he withdrew number one in favor of this one.
Yes, Skip Gregory, Health Facility Consulting. Comment number five, sub one, is a revision to the critical care unit section in 449.3.1. Removing some language, adding a pointer to the detail section in 449, and that detail section is 449.3.4.10. The reason for this is that sliding doors in healthcare facilities are used not only in critical care units, but they are oftentimes used in other step-down units that and some of these step-down units are on the exit access corridor. And some of these units for sleeping rooms are isolation, infection isolation rooms. So we wanted to be sure that we had automatic closing on the sliding doors, which are manufactured now. And we want to be sure that the door does not rebound, that it latches properly when it is on an exit access corridor. So that's the rewrite of the revision of the details in 44934.10.
Okay, anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody from the public in opposition? Seeing none, coming back to attack, is there a motion? A motion from Saeed, is there a second?
Second.
Second from Bob. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
That's just for number one. That's just for number one.
That's number one.
On five, exactly.
Yeah, that's okay. Then number two of comment five has to do with assisted living facilities, where, first of all, there was an editorial issue, which didn't, the language didn't make sense, so that editorial issue is corrected. And then we wanted to be sure that the sliding door type didn't have a bottom track. And this is for rescue purposes, in case a resident collapses inside the toilet room. And we want to be sure that the language was correct for the clear opening to be sure that it conformed to the rest of sections of the building code. So that's number two.
Anybody from the public wish to speak to that? Seeing none, is there a motion from the tab? For comment number two, we have a motion, a second. For Bob, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. All right, three.
Okay, so the next three through nine sections all have to do with the assisted living facility rule 467. I worked with the Assisted Living Facility Association here in Florida to revise and update this whole rule. We went through that first revision, which was accepted, and then when we started looking at it again and being sure that everything was correct, I started picking up some things that could be worded better. There's really no content changes here. It's really a slight reorganization where you're moving nurse call systems and putting it correctly under the electrical systems, changing some of the titles of the subsections, renumbering some of the sections so that they are more correct in how they should be renumbered. So really, it just kind of went through this whole section and tried to make it more correct editorially.
Right, so that's really for all of those. So we'll take one vote on all 339.
Yes.
All right, is there any additional public comment? Seeing none, coming back to the tax, if they wish to make a motion.
It appears that number 8 is missing, or the getting of number 8. I see 7 and the 9 on the top.
Oh, yeah. Where did 8 go?
8's at the top page. 8, I believe. It's just not highlighted.
Okay, it's not red. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's there, it's just not red. Electrical should be renumbered as a section and the name revised to distinct subsection and renumbered. That's all it is renumberation. And then you go to 9, it's just wasn't in red.
Thank you. I hope all this. Mo, did you read this?
Well, I know the first draft it was a mess, so I hope this is an improvement. We'll look at it again and see
we'll
if there's any
problem.
We'll
look at it one more time.
Okay. And we'll let you know if there is any
issue. We'll get it redone. When you rewrite a whole section, it takes a few times to get it right.
No problem.
All right. So, is there a motion for 339? Is there a second? A motion, a second. I have Crystal. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You know, so in essence, the entire mod number 5 is recommended for approval on an 8-0 vote. Next is SPG Chapter 4, comment number 6, submitted to Susie Anderson. Does anybody here wish to speak?
Yes. Susan Anderson with Leading Aid Florida, another association representing assisted living facilities. The first section of this comment is just conforming on 464.3.1.
Okay.
It's just corrections. Statute passed last year. It was effective July 1st. That moved all the rulemaking functions from the Department of Elder Affairs all to ACA. And so rule chapter changed numbers and just a correction to this statute that's actually governing assisted living facilities. It's chapter 429, part 1. So that's just corrections there.
Okay.
The next one on 464.4.2.1, the whole purpose of this little section is to clarify the correct temperature ranges for the comfort, health, and safety of residents in an assisted living community. And there's just some language in here that the language that's already underlined in black was already the corrections. And what I suggest changing is in the red areas, striking out the temperature ranges that where residents are not intended to occupy. So that would be like kitchen areas or something like that. There's no need to have specific temperature ranges for those areas since we're concerned about the residents. And then there's a section, a sentence in here that's talking about these temperature ranges can be modified based on personal comfort. Well, that's very subjective, and it, in effect, eliminates any ranges whatsoever, because there's no limit on the whose personal comfort it is, the residents versus staff. There's no time frame. There's no limits on the locations where residents are occupied in an area or not. So I was just striking that out and using the last sentence that was already there that said residents can obviously control the temperatures in their own rooms or apartments. If they can, that's based on their own personal comfort. And that's the area where they can control the temperatures based on their personal comfort. But otherwise, the temperature ranges in the common areas that you need to have kind of hard and fast ranges for those. Unfortunately, providers may want to change that based on their personal comfort.
Okay.
So these are just clarifications to make it very clear what their temperature ranges should be.
Okay.
And then the last section, 464.4.2.3, again, is just correcting the new rule number.
Conforming the statute.
Yes.
Very good. Anybody else want to speak in favor? Mr. Belcher?
Support.
We have support from home builders and from Skip Gregory.
Yes, I would like to speak in favor of the proposed revision. Skip Gregory, Health Facility Consulting, met with Scott Waltz, Bureau Chief of Plans Construction. We did not have any issues with the electric.
Okay. Very good. Okay, come back to TAC. Is there a motion? Very good. We have a motion from Saeed. And who's our second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Bob. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Good. All right, so next is, I guess we're going to take up the general comment one.
Yes.
And I'll let Mo address some of the statistics on that comment.
Yeah, I think what you need to do is really, there's an attachment tied to this comment. This is a letter that came in to us from the Oregon's for Safe Community Coalitions. They mainly, as you see, the documents have listed a number of code changes that from the 2018 international building codes, and for this committee, I think the changes that they're going out would be chapter 30. Elevators. There's about five changes there that they point out that they would like to review. The other one is in the code for existing building, chapter 12, buildings sections. There's about four code changes. But the concern is this really, this came to us as you see, and I will leave to you, you know, what you would like to do. I know there's no, the proponent is not here to present their take on this, so I'll defer to you what you are doing.
Tom, you want to say something before I do?
Well. It is up to you as to what you would like to do with it. As Mo said, as I said when we first started, all of these international code changes that impact the TAC and all of the other TACs were all they were reviewed by the TACs then, and the commission then took action on those recommendations. The members of the public were then allowed to submit any modifications that they wanted for their review, which could have included any of these that weren't approved. And the commission took action on those in August of 2019. And so now we're here, and again, they're asking for these to be reviewed and looked at again. And it's in your discretion to decide if that's something you want to do or not. And if you don't want to, then we can just move on. If you do, we could look at a few of them, at a few of them. We do have the materials available, but again, it's the tax call to make on what they'd like to do.
Sure.
So we reviewed these things in 2018, and we approved several hundred of them. How many did the commission approve?
ICC? How many did the commission approve from the ICC code changes? I would say probably 60%.
So this is roughly 400.
Well, there was about 1,000
total.
400 or 500 code changes came from the ICC. So let's say we approved 60%.
We approved 600.
This is another really chunk.
Then they had all last year to resubmit them again.
That's correct.
And a couple of them were, and reviewed them again, and now they're going to review them third
right.
time.
You're right. Yeah.
And if you want to be honest about it, they were reviewed in the June 2018 TAC meeting, the October 2018 commission meeting, March 2019 TAC meeting, July 29th TAC meeting, and the August 2019 commission meeting. So they have been up for review many times. So And they're also not submitted in a format that would be really very easy or efficient to review, because we'd have to have Mo help us cross-reference their references, which are from the I-codes, to the Board of Building Code references. So it's a, procedurally, it's complicated.
Yes.
So the question on the table is, do you want to even consider these, or would you just rather make a recommendation to the commission that these not be considered further by taking no action?
Is that no motion?
Yeah. Is there a motion to consider that you want to go through these? Hearing none, then there's no affirmative recommendation on this package of 397 comments submitted by the Floridians for Safe Communities Coalition. Does anybody in the public want to speak, or are you satisfied?
Satisfied. Just wanted to express FHBA opposes any regurgitation of these changes, as well as the Masonry Association of Florida, Florida Independent Concrete Products and Associated Products Association, the Aluminum Association of Florida, and the International Hurricane Protection Association. So, right. Industry is pretty much against regurgitating of all this again. Thank you.
Sorry, and I should have done this before. Does anybody else in the public wish to comment?
I was going to let you get away with it, Jeff. But
yeah, that's okay. Well, I realize that. You know.
But you did ask me, so I didn't.
So there's no second, no affirmative recommendation on this topic. Very good. Then we'll proceed with the next one, which starts with Chapter 7, Level 1. This is the fire electrical piece.
Yeah, that one is, if you go to the fire one, and as Jeff said, it's there is a code change was submitted on Chapter 30, and it's...
That's the one on page 5, right?
Yeah, page 5. Joe, you want to speak on it?
All right, so the first one is comment number 1. It's from Gaspar Rodriguez from Miami-Dade County.
No. We're only taking...
Number 5.
We're only taking number 5, which is it says F/SP, Chapter 30, page 5, comment 1. That's all.
Number page 1.
Just to make sure that's mine, right, Mom?
Yes, that's yours. Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
That's the only one we've taken.
Sorry. Okay, Chapter 30. Go ahead, Mr. Belcher. I see it.
Okay, this is actually Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association. Actually, I don't believe this section would even apply in Florida, because it's talking about rated corridors and where you have to provide elevator lobby. And since we require everything to be sprinkled at 3-story, I don't think this would actually apply. However, it could mistakenly be misinterpreted applied for a 2-story or a 3-story building. So I'm saying, since it doesn't really apply, we should just strike it. We don't really need it. It just adds another avenue for misinterpretation. And I had a call. I didn't really pick it up, but I had a call from an architect that I respect that was reviewing the code and told me this is going to require elevator lobbies. Buildings, so with a rated corridor, so. And we just request that you not, that you, I guess you just NAR, it could just NAR, right?
Yeah.
Which we still can't disapprove, right?
We're no, you cannot it. NAR it. You need to, because you want to remove it.
I want to remove it, okay, so yes, I'm sorry, yeah. We need to ask you to approve this change.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Mo.
Yes.
Right, approve the change to strike the language on 3.0.3.6.2.1.
Right.
Anybody else about which speak?
At this time, speaking on behalf of the Bureau, we would not recommend removing it at this time. We would like to hear what the fire tap has to say in regards to it, since it is mainly a fire-related issue. We're going to pass along to our senior inspectors to do their review to see if there would be any potential impact on the elevator mechanically or safety of the riding public.
All right. So before we start the discussion, does anybody else in the public wish to comment? Order again. Okay, so we heard one comment recommending approval. Now, come back to the TAC, you're saying that you don't support this change.
Correct, at this time.
Okay. Does anybody wish to make a motion in support? Okay, so that's a no affirmative recommendation, no say.
Just so I understand, you don't object to removing it, you just want to know what the fire TAC feels about it?
Correct, at this time.
That's fine. They are actually the ones that think that should have the input on. I agree. I was surprised it was brought up here. So.
Okay, well, that concludes the public in the comments. Is there any other public comment or any other TAC member comment?
Thanks for everybody coming and appreciate it. We're adjourned.